Hey everybody, this is Kimberly Gold. I was the bass player in the Halloween dance scene from the movie Once Bitten, and you are listening to the Vampire Movie Minute Podcast.
Hot air hangs like a dead man from a wide oak tree. People sitting on porches thinking how things used to be. Dark night. It's a dark night.
Welcome back to the Vampire Movie Minute Podcast, covering From Dusk Till Dawn, the 1996 horror movie, action-packed, kind of a dark comedy, starring Quentin Tarantino, George Clooney, Cheech Marin, Harvey Keitel, Cheech Marin, John Saxton, Greg Nicotero, special effects makeup artist, Fred Williamson, Tom Savini, Danny Trejo, Juliet Lewis, sorry, I missed her name. And, of course, Selma Hayek. And we are continuing the film with these 5 minutes, covering minutes 25 to 30. Our minutes begin with the brothers hugging it out in the hotel room, George Clooney busting in on the family. He has taken Kate captive after she got out of the pool or shower. What's the word you're looking for? What is it called when someone catches you in your underwear or half-naked? And you're completely defenseless. What's that called? Compromising?
I didn't even know what it wasn't even a thing. But yeah, pretty much like she just walked in on a very difficult situation at hand in her bikini, bathing suit, and a towel.
Have you ever had to run out of your house or apartment in a fire and you're like half naked?
Never been in that situation. I hope to never be in that situation. The closest I can ever come up with is when I'm in the shower, it runs cold, and I have to run into the boiler and make sure that it's not like completely cut off.
Gotcha. I've had one occasion where I was forced out of the shower because there was something going on and I was wrapped in a towel and completely naked underneath the towel. So so it right after the hugging scene, it goes right to black. The Dewdrop Hotel. Okay, so this is very strange. There's not too many movies that do a fade to black between scenes. Did you notice it does that when the brothers are hugging?
I found that unusual. Like, that usually happens in like very old cartoons. I've never seen it done in like a 90s movie.
Uh-huh. So the Dewdrop Hotel is made up for the movie. It is not real. It is an abandoned hotel that they found in order to basically set dress for the film that they needed. There is the Dewdrop Inn, but this location is completely fictitious. I was kind of curious about that because I'm sure they would get a lot of tourists and fans of the film that come out to see them.
Yes.
The Titty Twister is a real bar when we do get to it, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Sorry,
carry on.
Go ahead.
Basically, you get started with the family, like, arrive at the hotel, and the daughter's not impressed. She's like, it's like a flop house. And I'm like, what on earth is a flop house?
And Dad's like, it's got a bed, and that's good enough for me.
Yeah, but she's like, but it's got to have a pool, and it's got to have a gym. Otherwise, we're going somewhere else.
They almost run right into George Clooney, and he sizes up their vehicle like, yep, this is what we need. We need to switch vehicles because we're on the run.
He has a light bulb moment, pretty much.
It is. Like, they don't understand what his problem is, but he doesn't even blink. He just points at them with his beer. It gives them this, like, stare down, and it's just, like, the suave of cool that he has is unbelievable. Yep. I love it.
He's like, this is just what we need. It's all coming up.
Right.
Definitely happening.
And then, by the way, we get another fade to black as the camera goes over his shoulder.
I know, that was so weird. Like, it hasn't even been 5 minutes and it's just fade to black.
Again.
Like, what?
Again. So weird.
Very weird choice of cinematography. Well, yeah, and it goes straight into the dad on the bed. It's like time has passed.
Right. He at least got maybe 5 minutes of sleep before he's at being held at gunpoint by the Gecko brothers as his daughter that George Clooney calls Gidget. Go put some clothes on, Gidget.
Yep. Then you see the son on guitar and all of a sudden they're like, you know, what are you, a couple of F-slurs?
Yeah.
And he's like, no, he's my son. But you don't look Chinese.
No, neither does he.
Yeah, that reminded me a lot of the season 4 of The Boys, where they do a similar joke with the Japanese girl, and she's like, I'm going to kick your ass back to China. It's like, she's Japanese.
I love that actress on The Boys. Oh my God, I am in love with her. She's so pretty, and she's such a badass. She was She was Katana in Suicide Squad, by the way.
That's where I recognized her. I was like, oh my goodness. She's like another silent protagonist. Well, she somewhat silent protagonist.
She takes roles that she's got to work out for, because like both those shows, she's got to be like midriff on, you know, and she's got like the flattest stomach. So she talks about in like interviews how she's constantly... It's the third role she's done where she's going to be, like, insane amount of shape. And so is Juliette Lewis in this movie. Juliette Lewis, these days, you might see her on a little TV show called Yellow Jackets about some girls who crash land and become cannibals. It's an unbelievable show. The third season's coming up sometime soon. It's been heavily delayed because of last year's writer's strike.
Yeah, that is on my to-watch list. And I keep mistaking... At one point, I thought Juliette Lewis was Jennifer Connelly from Labyrinth. But I can't remember that it's not her.
No.
I don't know what it is. The first time I saw her, she had that look. It's like, I think it's the eyes and like the mouth shape. Like, she has very small eyes that remind me of her in Labyrinth.
Do you know the t-shirt that Scott's wearing, by the way?
It's, oh, yeah, I did. It's like Precinct something.
Precinct 13. It's a John Carpenter movie.
Oh, okay. Because I thought it was like Precinct is something to do with the law or something.
No,
because
no,
I don't know
exactly what
Precinct is in the US, because we don't have anything like that in the UK.
Nope, it's the first movie directed by John Carpenter.
Ah, okay. That's interesting. That's a nice little Easter egg.
I do like the fact that they're like, you know, you can just take it and leave us alone. And he's like, nope, you're going to tell somebody. And while, okay, so the 5 minutes, we come to the 29 movie minute. And as Keitel tells Clooney to take the keys and get out of here, I won't call the police on you. Richie is staring at Julia's ass and the line comes up, Richie. Actually, why don't you say it? Why don't you say the line?
Oh, so she basically goes, oh, Richie, you want my, would you do me a favor and eat out of my pussy? And I was like, oh my God, that came out of nowhere.
And then later on, we'll get to another 5 minutes where he's just like, hey, if you want me to do that for you, I totally will. You're like, oh my God. And
you can obviously tell what goes through his mind.
He's like, do what exactly? She doesn't know what he's talking about. He's like, don't worry, I'll do it for you. Now, he doesn't force himself on her, but there is a scene between Keitel and Clooney where he's like, you see the way my brother looks at your daughter? Yeah. And he goes, you don't like it, do you? I don't. And he goes, what are you going to do about it? If he touches her, I'll kill him. He goes, that's good, because then I'll kill you.
It makes you wonder if this sort of thing happened with the other woman before he killed her. If he had a similar kind of schizophrenic moment where he thought she was saying that sort of thing to him to prompt him to do it.
Right.
Absolute mad. Like, when I first saw it, I was like, what?
And you got that, like, now, this is, by the way, directed by Robert Rodriguez and written by Tarantino. So, of course, Tarantino's going to have some foot scenes in here, especially when he goes down and reaches out to pick up the keys and, like, stares up and down Juliette Lewis, who, again, did you catch what Clooney calls her?
I can't remember now what he called her, because like there's so much going on.
He calls her Gidget.
Gidget. What is a Gidget? I've never heard that before.
Gidget is a character from an old TV series back in like the day. Like, it's an American TV show from way back in the day. It was a sitcom in the 1950s, and the girl was like a beach girl. And just so you know, it was a teenage Sally Field.
Okay.
It was Sally Field at a very young age, and it's how Sally Field became very famous, because it was a beach show, so she was always in shorts and tank tops or bikinis and bathing suit and it's a late 60s TV show. And this is before Sally Field became the Flying Nun, and then before she was famous for winning her Oscar with that famous Oscar speech where she says, you like me, you really like me.
Yes. That was it.
But yeah, no, Sally Field is Gidget. It ran for like a season, I think. I don't think it lasted very long, but that's where the line "Hey Gidget, get to the bathroom and put some clothes on" comes
that
from.
That makes more sense now. I get the context of that. That makes it even funnier.
This hotel room is nothing I would ever stay in. It just looks filthy. I don't care if it just has a bed. It just looks disgusting.
I've been to America several times and I've never had to stay in a hotel like that before. Thankfully, I don't have to ever have to, because it's like, it looks like a generic, like low budget, like American motel room.
Right. Definitely. Well, our 5 minutes ends with him telling them, take it easy, Pops. We're all going to go for a little ride.
Family road trip
to a titty bar. Scott's first exposure to women, basically, is at a titty bar, being raised by not a Catholic father, but a minister, a Protestant, obviously, for him to have children,
like
be married.
Pastor or something.
Correct, correct. His belief in God is destroyed because his wife died of cancer.
Yeah, it's funny because my mother-in-law passed away from cancer this year and she was a Christian, and I had the opposite kind of issue where I was starting to wonder, you know, what made her into like a Christian, and it got me curious about the religion. So not, you know, blaming God for taking her. So it was interesting to see that grief can have people question religion and question their beliefs.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
I know, it's been tough, but it has made me understand the religion a lot more, because I wasn't really into religion or anything like that, but it made me understand Christianity a lot more.
Gotcha. Well, this is the end of our 5 minutes. Loz, where can people find you?
You can find me on Facebook at Loz Cadman author page. You can get me on Twitter at Loz Cadman, on Instagram at cherry_rabbit_Loz. You can buy my copy of Midnight Devotion, Vampires of the Punk Rock Band, on Amazon and other online bookstores. You just Google it and it will be there.
And you can find me here on the Vampire Movie Minute podcast, as well as my radio show, Radio of Horror, on Sunday nights, 10 to midnight in Worcester, Massachusetts, radiohorror.wordpress.com for more information. Or you can find my own vampire stories, Vlada, A Dracula Tale, Vlada Chronicles of the Damned, Vlada Tales of the Damned, where we gender swap the cast of Dracula and its subsequent tie-in universe. And we'll be back in a couple weeks with another exciting 5 minutes of From Dusk Till Dawn here on the Vampire Movie Minute Podcast.
Hot air hangs like a dead man from a wide oak tree. People sitting on porches thinking how things used to be. Dark night. It's a dark night.